Okay, we're up to verse 33, and it says, in the heart of a Navon rests wisdom, and among the fools it will be known. Okay? So the question is the first half, in the heart of a Navon rests wisdom? Yeah, that's what we say. In other words, a Navon is where wisdom is part of his, where he thinks that way. That's the way he thinks. But what does it mean? Now, it says that among the ksil, or the fools, it will be known. The question is, what's the subject? What is being known? The answer is, it must be going back to the first half of Chachma. So Chachma will be known. Wisdom will be known. And the question is, how is wisdom known among the fools? That is the question. Okay, so The answer is that among the fools, in other words, knowledge will be known to the Navon. Okay? So the question is, what knowledge will the Navon get? The answer is that, you see, Torah writes about Esau, and he writes about Haman, he writes about Korach, all these people, because he have to point out their faults and what their mistake is so that we could learn from them and learn to protect ourselves. You learn from the fool the negative to be. In other words, we have a part of us that is evil. We have a part of us that's free will. We have a part of us that's evil. We have to have knowledge of that part, and by studying evil, so we know to, first of all, we know how to be a tzaddik, we know how to help people and protect people from evil. It's important to know the people to protect yourself from them, and it's also to help yourself understand your own emotions and how to deal with your own emotions, so you need that knowledge. It's a negative knowledge. So it's saying that there's two types of knowledge. One is first the training of the mind, where knowledge becomes part of you, where wisdom becomes part of you. That's the training of the mind. But then there's a further development. There's a further development into understanding the ksil, the fool, and the rasha, all these people, to understand how they operate and how the consequences come about, so that you can protect yourself from the consequences, and you can see your own emotions, and you can see how to protect yourself in the physical world from these people. The reason why he doesn't mention tzaddik here is because we're talking about how the mind is trained. So the first Navon, where the Chachma becomes part of you. The subject is how to train the mind. So the first step is training the mind how to think correctly. Okay? And the Chachma becomes a part of you. Then the next thing is to start protecting yourself and using that knowledge to understand understand foolishness or evilness. Verse 34. Says, righteousness raises a nation, and kindness to the nations is sin. Okay? So justice, so I understand that justice benefits a nation, because justice is always where that we work well together, and so the success in the nation, there's great success. But kindness is a sin. Why is kindness a sin? Why isn't kindness? Kindness should also help a nation. You help the poor, you do this, you do that. The answer is that kindness, if a person on a very high level does kindness, so he does kindness because he sees the how it benefits him, or he sees that that's God's will, or however he sees kindness. Okay? So he does it because it's a part of the correct thing to do. But that's a rare person. Most people, kindness is not that. In other words, justice is an act. I do an act. The law says I should do that. But kindness is on the kindness of my heart. It's based on the kindness of my heart. Once it's based on the kindness of my heart, my kindness is selfish, then there is always, then there could always come out harm. Harm, if I do you a favor, I expect something in return. If I don't, I hold a grudge. I use it as to con people into things, to fool people. And one nation to another nation is they only use kindness only insofar as they're going to gain some control over the other nation. So the thing is, kindness is a very, very, kindness can be used as a terrible harm or terrible benefit. But the thing is, if it's a benefit, it can only be on a person that understands the value of kindness through chokhmah. But if you don't understand the value of kindness and you do kindness, then there's a certain, you have to look at kindness with a certain question of what does he want out of it. Okay? So therefore, that justice is an act, so it's a good thing. But kindness is it can be a problem.